Brooklyn's Radio Surrey News Review for Friday the 23rd of March. A look at the week's local news in Surrey. I'm Graham Laycock, and at the Surrey Advertiser News Desk is journalist Alex Brock to discuss this week's local news stories. And let's have a look at some of the headlines first of all. The tube train bomber found guilty of attempted murder that was living in Sunbury. Woking police are stepping up patrols after a spate of sexual assaults. And there's pothole news in Cranley as well, as I'm joined by Alex this afternoon. Hello, Alex. How are you?
Hi. How's it going?
All right. Thank you very much. Well, shall we start then with this story? It's obviously hit the national and international headlines, the tube bomber who was living in Sunbury.
Yeah, so this is the story about the Iraqi refugee who's been found guilty of attempted murder after planting a bomb on a tube train at Parsons Green, which injured 29 people. He's actually due to be sentenced today. We're running a live blog on the Get Surrey website. At the moment, the court's hearing a number of victim statements from passengers who are on the train, and I believe Ahmed Hassan Muhammad Ali is due to be sentenced later this afternoon. But yeah, he was found guilty last week of attempted murder on using the chemical compound TATB, to cause an explosion likely to endanger life. The 18-year-old from Cavendish Road built the device containing 400 grams of explosive and placed it on the District Line train. The court heard during the trial that he was moved by anger and hatred. During this trial, Hassan told his mentor, Katie Cable from Brooklands College, that it was his duty to hate Britain, and he blamed the country for the death of his father in Iraq. The jury also saw CCTV footage of the explosion and the fireball which ripped through the packed tube train last September. We've put together all the different footage and CCTV that the jury have shown, and we've got that on the website, all the footage put together. Just in this issue, this week's issue of the Elmbridge edition, we've got basically a breakdown of the entire story, including the council apologising for the handling of the case, and as well as the Brooklands College insisting that there was a safeguarding policy in place, and they're basically insisting that students and staff were safe, despite the Parsons Green bomber attending the college there. And, yeah.
Indeed, and it's been very touching seeing interviews with the foster parents as well.
Yeah,
and how they feel their trust was broken, and what marvellous work they had been doing for fostering over many years, and I'm sure will continue to do so. All right, well, we'll keep up to date with Get Surrey this afternoon. Now, let's move to Woking now, where there's been a spate of sexual assaults.
Yeah, so this is the front page story for this week's Woking Advertiser. Woking residents have been warned to be aware when walking in secluded areas. This is following a series of sexual assaults. The latest incident happened on Monday last week, where a man actually grabbed the breast of a lone woman who was walking near the canal. Councillor Colin Kemp, Woking Borough Councillor for Horsell, told the Surrey Advertiser that people should be cautious when walking in the area. He said all residents should be aware of these incidents, not just ladies, but also men and children should be beware when they're out, especially after dark. They need to be cautious. He went on to say, anyone who knows anything should come forward to the police as soon as possible, because this person needs to be stopped. Councillor Anne-Marie Barker added that she hoped patrols would increase in the area as a result of the assaults. She said, it's obviously very worrying that this has happened. I would encourage people to take note of police advice, to be aware of what is around you, and to encourage people to look out for this sort of thing. I hope the police will increase patrolling at particular times of the assaults to see if they can find out any information. There's also a social media appeal, but she's added that the police also need to do groundwork in response to these assaults. So Surrey Police is looking for one man in connection with three incidents. The man who was riding a mountain bike has been described as white, in his 20s, around 5'7", and of medium build. He had dark hair, was wearing dark trousers and dark hoodie, and spoke with a local accent. So if anyone does know any information at all, they're encouraged to obviously contact Surrey Police on 101, or they can get in touch with Crime Stoppers. Obviously quite an alarming.
Indeed, very serious situation, isn't it? And very alarming that it's that this spate is going on at the moment. Let's hope they get the culprits. Now, an explosion on a Guildford train last year. We've found the reason for it now.
Yeah, so this is the lead story for the Guildford edition this week. Basically, an explosion on a train at a Guildford station, was caused by an accumulation of flammable gases, which is the findings of a report. The South West train service was due to depart on July 7th last year, when debris from an explosion landed on platforms and a nearby car park. The Rail Accident Investigation Branch's report confirmed there were no injuries to passengers or staff, but there was damage to the train and to station furniture. It added the explosion was actually down to a manufacturing defect due to flammable gases within the traction equipment case under the coaches of the train. The gases had been generated following a failure within a large electrical capacitor located within the equipment case. The capacitor failure was caused by manufacturing defects. The report also concluded that the weather at the time might have contributed to the explosion, as it was a warm and sunny day on July the 7th, with temperatures reaching a high of 28 Celsius. So the report adds that it might have been, it's possible that this could have heated the capacitor even further.
Right, so it didn't help.
So, yeah, since this report's come out, the Rail Accident Investigation Branch has recommended that UK train operator companies and suppliers of the rolling stock to make sure adequate safeguards are now in place to prevent a similar situation happening in the future. So hopefully, lessons have been learned.
Yes, indeed, learning from all this, yes, with the accident investigation people, that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, still causing lots of grief, potholes. I mean, these have hit their headlines nationally again about the state of our roads, and a father saying it's a horrific state on busy Cranley roads.
Yeah, so an household father has said the horrific state of a Cranley road is affecting a major route into the village. Daryl Woodley, 30, drives along Wildwood Lane to drop his son off to nursery every day. The father of five said HGVs travelling to the Cranley Brickworks development in Knoll Lane were worsening the problem. Engineering firm Rural Arisings is carrying out contaminated land restoration after receiving planning permission from Waverley Borough Council in 2015. As part of the approval, access was granted for lorries to travel along Wildwood Lane. And basically, Mr. Woodley has said, this road is horrific, if I'm honest. There's development in Knoll Lane, and lorries are delivering to the site. There have always been a few issues, but it's probably 1,000 times worse now the development has begun. You can see from the picture that there is already a patch that has been repaired, but it's now breaking. It is the route that people primarily take into Cranley, but because it is a lot quicker, but there would be no harm in an overnight closure of the road, he said. Again, potholes are obviously an ongoing issue for Surrey. In the Elmbridge edition this week, we've got a story about Seven Hills Road, and now a proposal to resurface. The road has been basically deferred, basically just because the Elmbridge Local Committee submitted a bid back in January to resurface the road, which has been notorious for potholes. I drive down it quite often. It is absolutely awful.
Really?
But basically, the bid has been now... the council decided during the cabinet meeting to defer the bid. And so they've got proper justification from Surrey County Council, which has obviously angered quite a few residents that live on the road.
Yeah, because it's a difficult road to drive down at the best of times, isn't it, with all those hills and bends and everything, without having to try to avoid definitely. Potholes.
Potholes don't help at all.
No. Now, we're in Godalming with a mansion of a former home owner, and now subject to an aircraft hangar planning dispute.
Yeah, so this is quite an interesting story because the mansion has, quite a colourful history. So the mansion used to belong to Benazir Bhutto, which is the former leader of Pakistan. The owners are now locked in a battle to be able to build a larger airplane storehouse there. So the plan submitted by Rockwood Park Limited for a larger hangar to be built in place of the existing one at the Rockwood Estate in Brook were originally refused by Waverley Borough Council last year in October. The luxury estate owners have appealed the refusal. The application will now be considered by the planning inspectorate. The Borough Council stated in its decision that the plans were rejected on the grounds of the hangar size, which would harm the openness and character of the Greenbelt. So the notice said the proposal would also result in visual harm by reason of its prominent sitting in an otherwise open area in a rural location. No very special circumstances have been put forward that would outweigh the harm caused by the inappropriateness of any other harm. As the report says, its site lies within the Surrey Hills areas of outstanding natural beauty. So such a development could have an impact on the landscape, character, and natural beauty. So the council's refusal notice adds, the proposal by reason of its height and prominent sitting within the landscape is inconsistent with the same conflicts with national strategic and local policy guidance. So the planning appeal is, in respect to the hangar, is scheduled to be decided next month in April, on April the 23rd. It'll be interesting to see what happens because it's quite a site of interest and it's obviously has quite a colourful history and backstory to it.
It has indeed, hasn't it? Yes, and obviously an aircraft hangar being quite a big building indeed. Well, Alex, thank you so much for taking us through the front pages this week of the various Surrey Advertiser editions. And, of course, wherever you might live in Surrey, you'll find far more details you delve into the papers. So thanks for being with us, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye. This has been Brooklyn's Radio News Review with Graham Laycock and from the Surrey Advertiser, Alex Brock. And you can hear the Surrey News Review every Friday on Brooklyn's Radio at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. It's compiled by the Surrey Advertiser and you can keep up to date at getsurrey.co.uk.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.